Coming to you live from the Jim Butler Ballroom at the Mitzvah Hotel, it's time for another commute with your hosts, Faye and Brenda. This is Drive Time to Nova.
Who's that?
It's the Faye driver.
We are back on the air, live in I-5 traffic on a Saturday. That's right, a Saturday. Seattle traffic starting to pick up.
Here we go. We're passing through Kilcheetah.
Tualip Reservation.
Kilcheetah Village.
Tualip.
Tulalip.
I don't know. Yes, it's Brenda Boo, and I'll take it down a notch.
There's a lot of old people who like to come to this, where we are right here, this Tulalip Casino. Mm-hmm. Tulalip Casino is a big draw for the oldsters.
We could have just eaten at their breakfast buffet.
Yeah, we should have.
We'd go fay. Mm. We ate a very nice place. I already forgot the name of it.
Hop John's? Hop
Jack's.
Jack's.
Hop Jack's.
We were both very impressed.
Yeah, it was very nice. It had the feel of a, what? A fancy bar. Place you might have a nice supper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
it's very rustic looking.
Yeah.
They kind of had a throwback feel to the 50s, like the old barn.
I'd go back further than that.
Okay. 20s?
Yeah, there you go.
Sure. Anyway, so a lot of sort of rustic, farmy type stuff. The premise being that Hop Jacks was a hop farmer, I would take it. And there was a lot of reference to growing hops.
Men on stilts. It had that that kind of drawing that I always think of, like Victorian drawing style. I don't know if that's correct way to put it, but you know, it wasn't that old. So anyway, where have we been, Faye? Drive Time to Nopa's been off the air.
Oh yeah, well, you know, one of us has been busy and you've been busy and
I've been busy.
Haven't you?
I don't know about that. I can be as busy or not busy as I care to be.
Right, okay.
I do just have a cat. She's pretty low maintenance. Although, according to you, what has my cat done since the last time?
She's gained weight. She's getting to be a fat cat.
I don't feed her anything but her food.
You gotta give her less food then. You can't be leaving food out. This is the problem.
Uh-oh, lecture time.
Here's the problem. Oh, here's your problem.
What you don't understand, Brenda, is... How about that? Started out like that.
I don't think it's a good idea to leave food out for an animal that they can just eat whenever they feel like it. I think you need to limit their access to it, because they will just eat.
Cats usually can contain themselves a little bit.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe I'll have to get her... I thought she had gained weight, so I tried to get her the low-calorie food last time, but they were out, so I ended up getting the hairball maintenance. Wow, this is exciting news.
Yeah.
Hey, people, random people on the internet. What's Brenda feeding her cat? But, anyway, I said all the ladies in this house are pleasantly plump.
Yeah. She's not obese by any means, but she has gained weight, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think she has. The people who had her before were feeding her this really crappy Friskies food, which is mostly... filler.
Oh yeah.
There's like a lot of roughage in it, and the food I feed her is pretty high quality, like a small bag, 4 pounds, $27.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. High quality meat.
Yeah.
So she's probably eating like she used to, and she just doesn't. Her body doesn't know what to do with all these extra good calories.
Right.
So I bought her some toys. She is quite addicted to the catnip. Man, she likes that shit.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know. I bought a toy where you're supposed to bat the ball around in a circle and you put some catnip in the top to get them interested in it. And I would hear the ball going around. I'm like, oh, she's figured it out. No, she's turned it upside down and she's trying to get at that catnip.
Oh.
And she's rubbing all over and going,
huh?
She likes it a lot.
Your cat seems very sensual whenever you make her noises.
Sensual?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make her sound. I'm over here. Well, she's like living with a 13-year-old girl. Her hormones are going crazy. One minute she loves me, the next minute she can't be bothered.
Right.
So I don't have the unconditional love that I had for my dogs.
You're not receiving it, you mean? Or you? No, you.
I'm
don't.
Not giving it.
Oh, I see.
Because like I'll be like, oh, Tally, and she'll be like, she whip her head around and just go. Look at all the traffic. Too much.
Yeah,
traffic.
There's a lot of traffic. That's weird.
And they're going north, and we're going south.
Right. Are we going to tell people what we're doing today?
Yes. Today we're on a road trip, and we're heading to Roslyn, Washington, home of the was where they filmed Northern Exposure. A show that's been over since 1999.
Right.
So hopefully we have beat the rush.
Yes.
I loved the show. For a while, I thought I wanted to live in Alaska.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like the idea of this tight community where people could still be assholes, but they still liked each other. And they still were like, oh, well, that's just Faye. He's being an asshole again. But we still love him. That kind of feeling.
Sweet.
So anyway, I'm very excited. We've got a little map. It's a very tiny town, less than 600 people.
Oh my goodness. Are we going to be able to find it?
Everything seems to be within a 2-city block situation.
Right.
And so all the big places are marked on this map. They've even got like the new names of the actual businesses that are in there now.
Uh-huh.
According to a random website I saw, they still don't mind looky-loos coming through town.
Mm.
So I'm jazzed because, anyway, this show meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Interesting. Good for you.
How much does it mean to you, Faye?
I watched it. I remember it. I remember the people who were on it. Don't know everyone's name since it was 20 years ago.
Maggie, Joel.
Okay.
Those were the main two. Chris, he was the DJ.
Right. And the NASA guy.
What was his name?
Captain, Corporal, Commander, no.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I can see the actor who played him. God, they're all on the tip of my tongue now that you say that.
Uh-oh.
Well, I thought Chris was very sexy. He's very sexy with this somewhat androgynous look that was so prevalent in the 1980s.
Oh. By androgynous, you mean long hair?
Well, he had kind of his personality was more in touch with what are typically deemed as feminine qualities.
Right. He was what they would have called a sensitive new age guy.
Yeah, but he still liked to bone.
Right.
We're HOV, you know.
I know.
If you wanted to.
We are. This is HOV.
Oh, it's coming to an end. Oh, I saw that other lane over there. I didn't realize we were HOV. That's right. High occupancy vehicle. That just needs to be 2. So we're 29 miles away from Seattle, and the traffic is starting to reflect it. 1, 2, 3, 4 lanes. Ay, ay, ay. Let me consult the map. Coming up on Linwood. Feel like that's something we need to be paying attention to.
Probably.
So
I'm reading the signs.
Please hold. And we're back. We got through the bad part of the traffic. Now we are parallel to a rainstorm, aren't we?
We are, yes. We're looking down the valley between two mountain peaks, which happen to be covered in trees. And there's just a haze of rain. It's just like looking more like fog right now.
I thought it was fog.
From back a ways, it looked like it was rain.
It could be a little of both.
Yeah.
There's a fog coming off the trees that makes it look like the trees are on fire. Off those hills. This is very pretty. I've never been to this part of the state. Mm. Or have I? No, that's not true. I'm lying. Because I came in on 90 when I came here the very first time.
Uh-huh.
So, speaking of which, my 4-year anniversary is coming up when I came in on this very road.
Congratulations.
And they did just have rain. You probably were right.
Uh-huh.
So, we're about 70 miles away from our destination. There you go. That's the word I wanted. And we're just sitting here looking at all the weird stickers that are... Oh, don't do it. Don't you do it. That are represent people's families. And I don't think Faye could see it, but there was one where everybody was holding a rifle.
What do you mean the little people on the back of the window?
Yeah.
Stickers?
Yep.
Oh my god.
And the one I just went by looked like an alien with its rays out trying to catch its family. But I've seen, that's not the first one I've seen where the family's all gun-toting. Scary. You know, I've been off Twitter since the beginning of May.
Uh-huh.
Don't miss it.
You know the thing I was thinking about Twitter this morning? For me, I go to Twitter to get a quick little, you know, a little joke or a little short little blurb from someone to feel good. Something should make, you know, I think Twitter should make you smile.
Smile.
But I realize now that it's very addictive because we look in Twitter hoping to get a little bit of joy out of 140 characters.
280 now.
Well, 280, yeah. And, but it's not happening right now. So let's try another. I didn't like, that wasn't funny. Let's go on to the next one. So you're just constantly scrolling through Twitter, hoping to have some endorphin rush met. But
yeah.
Lately, it's not endorphiny, it's misery.
Yeah, the whole country is kind of on fire, and emotionally speaking. The news, by the way, we're going by a caravan full of military vehicles. I don't know what the hell they're up to. Lordy. Kind of creepy. The rain's really coming down. I'm almost alone.
Stop, person.
I don't like that.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you. I just can't see anything either, and it's making... Faye doesn't believe in windshield wipers, and it makes me very nervous because I can't see anything.
Well, I mean, this isn't any better than this.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can see. Jesus, you can see a few cars ahead of you, too. What don't you like about the windshield wipers? Don't look at them. Look past them.
They're mesmerizing.
No, they're not. They're a means to an end. Oh, thank you. It makes me so nervous. Not nervous, just like... Anyway, it's coming down pretty good. More convoy vehicles. What are you doing? What are you preparing for?
Look at this poor bastard. He's got to stand on the top of this truck with his... Oh, that's a dummy. No, it's a real person.
Hard to tell. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's a real person. He's moving around. How did you... There's two of them up there. What are they...
What a miserable... What are they guarding themselves against?
I don't know. Maybe it's the weekend. 2 weeks a year, one weekend a month.
It's the reserves.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them. And each one of them has two poor suckers on top in the goddamn rain. They all have headsets. I hope it was worth getting your college tuition paid for.
Yeah, okay.
God damn. There's a lot of them. And they do look like dummies. And not dummies that they're stupid.
No.
Oh, so a few minutes ago, you heard a noise where we both went, the traffic got very, stoppage. There was a lot of stoppage.
Yes.
A lot of brakes happening. Nothing you want to see on the highway.
Right.
Brakes, that is. So, more of that caravan ahead.
It's been nonstop. This is like vehicle 30.
Yeah. The windows in the trucks, if you notice, not these, because those look like tanks. There's just a lot
there's
of
them. Now 40 or 50 so far.
The Jeeps don't have glass windows.
They seem to be leapfrogging each other. There's a group and then they stop and then they go for a while and then they stop. That's what I've seen. There were like four sets of 10 vehicles stopped on the side of the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. It's funny because we have to get on a road called Bullfrog eventually.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, we were talking about Twitter.
Yeah.
And how when Twitter began, it was kind of fun because, look what George in Atlanta's up to. Who's got his podcast out again, by the way.
Oh, he's officially started?
Yeah.
He has a guest appearance coming up on lots of...
Oh, terrific.
Life on the shit list. Look at all the rain that's getting kicked up by the vehicles.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Back when I was still living in the Iowas, I definitely was addicted to Twitter. It felt like this virtual place where people would come and it felt like an imaginary place you could hang out with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always refreshing and looking at it because I was, miserable. And I know it did give me like that jolt of happiness. But I feel like Twitter is... Everybody knows what I think about Twitter. But I feel like Twitter is also kind of like the ghetto version of texting people.
Oh.
Because it really is just like, instead of texting somebody, you're putting it out on this board and you're hoping that somebody will notice it. And it's not very satisfying. And I was finding when I got off Twitter that I would make comments, and I realized by putting out those comments, I was getting all these unsolicited opinions.
Yes.
And many times the opinions were nothing they were negative.
Yes.
And I thought, I don't fucking care what you think, but now I have to respond. And it was becoming way more negative than it ever was positive. And, but the bad part of that is now I read the news stories.
Oh, no.
I see how fucked up the country is.
Right.
People just fucking killing each other.
More and more often, all the time.
Right. So, I keep thinking, what's different, Why are people so different? And, it has to start with our being upraised. That's not a word.
Upbringing.
Upbringing, yeah.
think killers have bad upbringings?
No, but I feel like there's a certain amount of... Everybody gives themselves permission every day, every moment. I have the right to do this. You know, it's all these microscopic things that... Decisions, reactions. And it feels like... People that have been raised in the last few generations don't have that button that automatically says, no, you can't do this. It's much more of a permissive society. And then so, like, when somebody feels wronged, then it really feels like somebody's got to pay. Because there's been all these generations of parents that have been like, it's not your fault, honey. You don't deserve that. Nobody's been telling them, like, yeah, that sucks, but sometimes it sucks.
Right.
You're just going to have to get try to deal with it and realize it doesn't always suck.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Like, well, the medals for showing up. Like,
yeah, that's weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to exclude anyone or make them feel inferior.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I agree that we live in a world that...
in a world.
There's just... Nobody has any regard for the rules, it feels like to me.
Yeah.
Like, we used to live in an orderly society. Now, we live in a society where everyone is trying to take advantage of you in some way. Or, you're in my way. I'm not going to just ask you to get out of my way. I'm just going to butt in front of you, or I'm going to shove you out of the way, or...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to follow the rules about how this line works.
I've had that happen at the hospital, like, where I'm standing in a space and I need to get someplace, and then somebody comes up and sees that I'm in the space where they need to be, and rather than wait for me to get through, they just come at me like I'm not a person, or like I can go someplace where I can't, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm stuck in a hallway,
yeah.
And they're like, I need to be where you are, and I'm like, honey, I don't know what to tell you, but I need to be where you are. One of us is going to have to back down, and I've been waiting, so it seems like you should, if you would just move to the side, we could get this clusterfuck
right.
Going.
Uh-huh. I had two experiences that display this.
Yeah.
One, I was in the lineup at the grocery store, you know, waiting, and there were probably five people in the line, and the person in front of me was unloading their groceries onto the bar, the belt, and I was next waiting, and a new till person came along and said, I'll take the next person in line.
Ooh, next.
Which would be me.
Yeah.
And guess who ran over to the till? It was a person, two people behind me, goes over. And the till lady was nice enough to say, no, sir, this person, indicating me, is next.
Awesome.
So, and yeah. So that's instance number one.
Yeah, that's rude. It's really rude.
And instance number two was, there was a long line of cars of us waiting to turn right at an intersection. We were all waiting, you know, I was like fourth or fifth back. And the four people in front of me were waiting for the traffic to flow. Like, traffic's coming the east-west direction, and we're going the north-south direction, and we're all waiting to turn onto this east-west direction. And the person behind me had I'm not waiting any longer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to scoot through the gas station here.
Right.
And go up. Well, they did that, but they still had to wait for all the traffic to go. They didn't get themselves anywhere further.
Oops.
But, I'm not waiting.
I've seen that with coming to your house. They come up to an intersection where it stopped, and this guy got in the turning lane to turn right, but he didn't turn right. He exited off enough to get to that intersection, basically making a weird U-turn, and so he could get around. all of us, and then got back on the very road that he exited. Yeah.
Right. People are assholes.
Yeah. The thing, you know, like, there's part of me that, you know, there's that little part of me that understands, like, jobs suck. People are frustrating. Businesses are gonna fuck you over if they can. Sorry, but it seems to be true. They don't care. And but I don't remember people going to work and just shooting each other like.
Yeah.
Like it seems like all the time. And then like people killing babies. There's been so much baby killing lately. So, you know, if we're going to talk about abortion, which is better? To let a person have an abortion who's clearly not ready to have a child, or let them have that child, live a little bit of a life, and then have some asshole lose it, like the mother, or the father, or whoever, and then have this child's life be cut short, terrorizing another human being in the process.
What about the people who lock their dogs in cages in the hurricane in Virginia?
Oh, no.
And then they left to get away from the hurricane. And now the people are coming along, rescuing these dogs who are neck deep in water in their kennels.
I saw that picture.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Well, some girl who runs a sanctuary took in a bunch of dogs. These people that had like 10 dogs. She ended up with like 27. And she was just taking care of them while these people were in a shelter, let's say. Next thing she knows, she got a warning from from animal control saying that she could be in a lot of trouble if she doesn't give up these animals because she's not licensed to have that many. What the fuck? Yeah, the laws don't make much sense. 1.5 miles ahead, 2 left lanes are closed, it says. I don't like the sounds of that. Maybe it's not on the weekend.
Maybe.
Uh-oh, there's a sign. There's a sign. Bringing this around, I have a... okay, so I just got done listening to The Diary of Anne Frank, and right towards the end of her diary, Anne Frank says, despite it all, there's a lot of brake lights happening up there, Faye, in case you're wondering. Whew. I see something. She said, despite everything, I still think people are good. And I used to think that, too. I used to think most people were generally good. But I think that the only people who say that are good people. Not to say that I'm a good person, but I feel like people who are willing to take the benefit of the doubt is because they're not idiots. They're not creeps and stuff.
They're not trying to take advantage of everybody.
Yeah. Like this guy. I'm not slowing down. I'm going to go right ahead. Oh, thank you. Whew. And see, we are kind of waving around. You know, this is about right when I was driving. When I came up here almost 4 years ago, I was like, all right, these mountain roads have been cute and all, but I've had enough of these S-turns, as I recall. Oh, your lane is ending? Yes, your lane has ended.
Apparently someone didn't quite get the memo there. There's a bunch of... Looks like someone drove through a set of cones here.
There's nothing wrong with that side of the road. I can make it. So, Faye, you have a fiery temper.
Oh, yeah.
How do you... you usually don't act too far on it. I mean, I've seen you get up to the edge, but, you know, I haven't seen you do anything crazy or anything. What stops you when you're in one of your moods?
I don't know. The grace of God, perhaps.
What is So can you talk us through the feeling of letting yourself get that pissed off?
I think what happens is, like, you get... So some little thing will happen. You'll get a little miffed at something. Maybe, I don't know. I can't think of an example right now.
Here's an example. You are in the middle of working on... You just got a brand new... toy. And you're sitting there and you're reading the guidebook. And then your dad... 36 pages of microscopic text.
Right.
Your dad has just called. You got off the phone with him, and he's like, I can't find my wallet. And you're like, oh, I'll help you. And then you hang up, and you pull that thing up, and then the next thing, you get a tweet. And you're like, oh, I'm not going to look at that tweet right now. And then the next thing you know, Mr. Anderson texts you something at work. And you're like, okay, that's good to know. And you pick up your book again, and then Brenda texts you. Say, hey, what's up, buddy? And you are had it. You are done being interrupted.
Well, that's just, there you go. You just described the majority of the times I start to, it's because, you know, one interruption or one little thing isn't going to upset a person too much, but it's the multiple. It's these sort of these multiple little stabs at your psyche.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's an interruption or, oh, another guy just cut me off. Or, oh, another, got to stop for this train at this intersection. Or, oh, I just want to finish cleaning these wheels before I walk the dog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this repeated over another one again and again. Interruptions.
So you've sucked it down, you've like, all right, it's okay, just brush it off.
Take a deep breath.
Yep, oops. Oh, nothing, I just hit the volume button there for a second.
And then I just then I get enraged. Comes to a point where I get enraged. Mm-hmm. And then I tend to fly off the handle.
What does it feel like if you get to that point, and if you were not a lot, what if you didn't act out on those feelings, feel like your head would implode? Like if you don't say, I mean, are you the kind of person that says nasty things and then once you're done, you're like, I didn't mean that? Are you a name caller?
No, but apparently I yell a lot.
Oh, yeah. I've been on the end of that yelling before.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like you constantly do it, but there's a point where you're like, oop, Faye's had enough of whatever. I don't know what was going on in his brain, but he's at the end of his tether. Just recently we were talking and you were cleaning your refrigerator. No. Talk to me about that.
That was a bad, bad day.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, I was cleaning out the fridge. I don't like dirty things to begin with.
Yeah.
And it was the end of a really stressful week. I had a lot of things I was trying to get done. I was trying to get ready for some event or to go to Chilliwack or something.
You're going to tiramisu, I think.
Yeah, I had to go on a long trip on my father's behalf.
So let me just say, I'm sitting there and we're catching up and we're talking and I'm hearing a lot of clanging, a lot of banging, a lot of shit going on. And he's like, yeah, it's hard for me to get the shelf in and out because the way my refrigerator's situated. I'm like, oh yeah, I know. And then all of a sudden I hear just like bang, 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 bang. And all of a sudden your voice tightens and you're like, yeah,
I gotta go now.
I gotta go now. When you got off the phone, what did you do?
What had happened was, I was trying to, so in my, you know the bottom crisper drawers of your fridge?
Right.
They have there's a rack, usually a glass shelf there.
Yeah.
And a couple of drawers. And with my fridge, the fridge door doesn't open wide enough for me to actually be able to take out the crisper door.
Right.
So in order to get it out, I have to actually take the shelf out at the same time. And you gotta twist it and angle it, and you gotta hold the shelf half open and pull the thing and angle it and twist and turn to get it out. And I was able to get it out, and I got it all cleaned up, but then putting it back in, I encountered some troubles. There's also a little bar. You have to get this little bar in there, which keeps the, I don't know what the bar does, but it keeps a bunch of different pieces together. So there's like four parts and pieces to this shelf and drawer assembly that all have to stick together. Anyway.
Well, we should tell people too that you have some merge, dumbass. People around here don't understand the concept of merging at all. Jesus. Anyway,
plus no one has their taillights on.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these gray cars driving around we're in this, like, rainstorm of gray weather.
Yeah.
And nobody has taillights on. Well, half of people don't have taillights on.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying...
You have some wireless headphones. So, you were talking to me with your headphones on, and so you had both hands. So, it wasn't like I was like, hey, talk to me with your hand up to your ear, and you're trying to do this. So, you were two-handed, so that was, you know. But even that was like, Faye's brain is definitely cut into two halves. There's not much connection betwixt the two of them.
Right.
So it's either on or off, I feel like. I think that's common with men. And it's, they've found that women's brains, the left and the half, are actually a little more connected than... So it's able... They're not able to do two things at once. They're able to switch back and forth faster than men are.
Yes, right.
So I think that every man I've known, it's a lot of frustration on their part. Gets the better of them. And when I hung up that phone, I was like, okay, something happened. He's very frustrated. I'm going to try and not let that affect me, because I don't think it... I really was responsible for that frustration necessarily. Hopefully, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were not. It was me fighting with the fridge door. And I tried multiple times while we were talking on the phone. And you're there talking away, and I'm trying to concentrate and, you know, deal with these four multiple aspects of this one door and drawer shelf. And by the third time, my third attempt was when the thing just fell apart in my hands, and that's what all the clatter was that you heard. And that's where I said, okay, I quit. Something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
I can't deal with Brenda talking to me and trying to solve this puzzle at the same time.
Well, I just remember saying, okay, well, take it easy. And you're like, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, that's where I had met. I was at my limit of... frustration.
Yeah. So when you got off the phone, did you have a tizzy fit, or did you just carry on?
I walked away from that fridge door for a little while, and I came back to it later.
Did you?
These Snoqualmie roads are something else, aren't they?
S-turn after S-turn, aren't they?
Well,
is that what you call them?
Yeah, you could say that.
Are they fun, or it'd be better if there wasn't so much traffic?
They're not fun. Mm. They're rough and noisy, and there's three lanes where there should really only be two, if you ask me.
Mm. Well, we're in a national forest, apparently. I just saw a sign for it. Mm. So imagine you take all that frustration and direct that toward your employer.
Well, but that's futile, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, that's where these people are going postal. It's not just at the post office anymore. Yeah.
Oh, I could see myself doing that.
Yeah?
If I had a gun, there'd be a lot of dead people, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, dear. My feeling is, nobody is worth going to prison for, and I don't have the guts to kill myself, so...
Yeah.
But
that's because you're mature.
Am I mature?
You're a mature, responsible adult. I think many of these people who do these things, they have a disconnect in what's right and wrong.
Well, when that dumb bitch got me fired, if I would have seen her and I had a board in my hand, she might have gotten it upside the head. Not really, but that's the closest I ever get to really wanting to hurt somebody.
Right.
If I really feel like, okay, I understand I hurt your feelings. People hurt my feelings all the time, but I don't get them fired from jobs or get them in trouble or, you know, I just take the lumps and carry on. That's the way she really pissed me off. That was the big thing. She's like, yeah, I hurt your feelings. Yeah, shit happens.
Right.
Well, I keep thinking that as a 54-year-old, the age of when some people have tried to systematically kill an entire race of people, a.k.a. Hitler.
Yes.
That I just can't get away with some of these behaviors anymore. It's not cute at 54 to do blank, blank, fill in the blank. So, what I find I do, and that's pretty if you look off to your left for just a moment, and now back on the road, and we're getting in between two hills. I don't know if you call them mountains, they're not. Are these mountains?
These are mountains.
Okay, it's hard to tell.
Oh, kabas. Oh, accident.
Uh-oh, po-po.
There's a guy that caused the accident.
Asian dude. Nope. He was of dark skin. Yeah, they were way far apart from each other, too, weren't they? So, yeah, accident on the side of the road. Not surprised. There was a lot of congestion there for a while with the rain.
Yes.
We have 30 more exits, basically, to go before our destination. So... Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. So when I get frustrated, basically I find a place, and preferably not around anybody, and I cry. Cry hard.
Yes.
I mean, like, it just is like, I give up. That's the way I feel. Like, when I'm really frustrated, I don't feel like lashing out at anybody. I just feel like, that's all right. I'm done. I'm tired of fighting everybody, you know, just whatever. So, anyway, do you do that ever at work, where you feel sad, like you just feel defeated, kind of go off and just go, because that's where most of my big cries happen are at work.
Yeah, you know, work is a little, I do have more experiences at work where I grow extremely frustrated with people, we call them my clients.
Yeah.
And where they are not fulfilling their requests that I make. All I do is make requests of people, right? You gotta fix this. You gotta fix that. I need this report. I need that report. Can you get it to me within this deadline? Oh, you didn't meet the deadline. When do you think you're gonna get the deadline done?
And this is the thing that you hate the most.
Probably, yes.
Maybe this job is...
not the right job for me?
Okay. That's not what I was going to say.
Okay.
I was going to say it is, you know, if you're going to believe in karma or something, sometimes you're presented with challenges.
Oh, God, Brenda. Please. Okay, yes?
I don't mean literally karma. I mean, like, so sometimes when things come up and I'm reacting the same way, and it didn't work the first time I reacted that way, and then the same situation comes up, like, do you ever recognize that this might be just one of your challenges, that it's an opportunity to work through? That's what I meant.
Right. Well, I certainly don't see it like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's a little too bit of a flowery interpretation. Yes?
That's pretty.
Yes, it is. You can't be saying that's pretty. Oh, these two rocks are pretty. We should be trying to describe what's pretty.
There's a big space between the mountains, and there's a lake in betwixt them. And it's very foggy. I bet you they get a lot of snow up here in the winter. What do you think?
Oh, I bet they do. We're at 2,500 feet right now.
My ears are popping.
Yeah. More lanes crushing down. Yeah, there's a very pristine looking lake front view here with some nice trees. Maybe there's an island out there or something. And, now we're in the thick of the rain, so I can't see anything.
It's a place where you could imagine the Donner Party might have gotten stuck.
Okay.
Do you remember the Donner Party?
Is that a Griswold thing?
Donner Party was a group of settlers that tried to cross the Rocky Mountains, and underestimated the time that it would take, and they got stuck, and ended up having to revert to cannibalism.
Oh.
It's the Milky Way truck. It's the Milky Way truck. It's full of Milky Way candy bars.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Back to my own personal challenge.
Demons.
Like, as in dealing with frustrating people.
Hey.
I don't view my challenges at work as being some sort of life's karmic lesson. Karmic, but life, a general lesson about my attitude to the world and how I should be less uptight.
Mm-hmm.
I think, people don't do what I ask them to do. I have a right. I have expectations.
And they have the right not to make your life a pain in the butt, I guess. The rain is letting up for a moment.
See this? Now we're passing by. There's a two levels of highway here. There's we'll call it eastbound lanes, which we are in, and the westbound lanes, which are on a completely different level, about 40 feet higher on a big retaining wall. There's a big wall of cement blocks.
Decorative.
They're very pretty cement blocks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much this cost to build?
Jesus. Like,
probably each one of those blocks is a couple $100 each. And there's thousands of them.
And the manpower.
Yeah.
And digging. Yeah. Some of the things that the countries have undertaken as, like, oh, let's make a network series of roads to cross the country that are all connecting. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Sounds like a lot of work.
We need this, Brenda. We need to keep the trend. We need to have trade going.
Seems impossible. I don't know what to tell you.
If this road shuts down, we're not going to... No, everyone's going to get poor. They won't be able to get their widgets.
We're still poor. It's only a small portion of the population that is rich.
That's right.
There's just enough sunshine to make you feel like you're gonna go blind. The glare is obnoxious. Are you better now?
Brenda has drawn me out here to do this trip on one of the worst weather days of the fall. Isn't today officially fall? Is it the 22nd?
I thought it was the 20th.
Today is not the 20th.
I know, but I thought the turn of season was around the 20th or 21st.
Okay. Well, it was either yesterday or today. And it's a rainy, miserable day.
Well, it was just a vacation day that I had.
And we're going into the mountains.
I got 4 days off. Count them.
Two days are paid,
2 days are regular.
Congratulations.
Suck that up and eat it. Just feel the jealousy. Well, I know at one time in your life, you had said that having to deal with me was some kind of lesson for you on how to become a better person. Do you remember saying something like that?
Of course not. Brenda, you poor thing. Are we merging here?
I think so. Airstream alert. I feel like driving in this rain sucks, and I apologize.
That's fine.
Glad we're doing it. I'm still very excited. Can't wait to see these places. I feel like this is the Tonopah trip that we'll never take.
Yes.
It's interesting driving with Faye because we're in this high-performance vehicle with a better-than-average driver, surrounded by all these people who are, you know, just getting by. Without killing somebody. And it's kind of disconcerting because I feel like, oh, Faye knows what he's doing, but I just don't feel like anybody else around here mostly knows. And like people switching lanes, and I don't know. It's probably because I'm a passenger. You never quite feel as control as when you're a driver.
Right.
But I enjoy being a driver or a passenger because nowadays, I'm always the driver because I'm it, baby.
You are an independent woman.
Oh, thank you so much. As most people, when you compliment them, you don't feel like it. But I guess from an outsider's perspective, it's different. You know what I resent sometimes? Let's take this train. Since I've been single for 4 years now, sometimes I think you talk to somebody and you're like, well, that's big talk to somebody who's been married for 50 years, who's never been alone. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I don't know what you're saying.
I mean, like, if you say, oh.
Saying somebody says something to you as a formerly married woman.
Something that it's like, you know, you say, oh, I'd like to go out to eat, but, you know, I feel uncomfortable eating by myself out and about, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, it's just a meal. You need to be able to go out and do those kind of things by your own self, Brenda. And I'm like, thinking, well, that's big talk from somebody who's been married and always has a constant companion.
Ah, yes.
That's what I get bitter about. If you call somebody and you're sad, and then they're like, maybe they don't have time for it, or they think, you know, they just have this tone to their voice, like, what's the problem now? And I'm like, well, I don't have a sounding board. I'm tired of talking to myself. What do you resent from single people? Since you're on the other side. You're on the other side.
Sometimes I resent the fact that people think because I'm gay that I don't have a legitimate married life. I think people often make make assumptions that, you're two gay guys. You must be really independent or something like that. Like, I kind of get the sense from people that,
like, you both do your own thing?
Yeah.
You're married, but it's not like
we just come together to have sex. In the bedtime or something. I don't know. People seem to have weird ideas. or that, you know, sometimes it, our relationship is not acknowledged.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like it doesn't exist.
Sorry about that crickling. I just got the look.
I didn't know. I wasn't giving you a look.
Oh, I thought that was the quick crinkling that paper look. Are you talking about, like, family, friends, workers, co-workers? Who does that to you?
My co-workers are all very good. They've all been well-educated by me. My family is definitely guilty of not acknowledging that I'm in a relationship, a long-term relationship of 20 years plus. Sometimes I want to yell at my father because he calls Stephen my friend. How's your friend?
Oh,
and I want to say, he's my goddamn husband.
Jesus. Your friend. That's very 1965 of him.
Yeah.
That's my son, the perpetual bachelor. He has a good friend he's been living with, his roommate, for some time. Oh, yay. Sorry. Hope I don't make you feel that way.
Oh, not at all, no.
My parents have never done that. Even the dummies that I lived with. I feel like we should wrap this up. It's been quite lengthy. Stopped raining. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll luck out and Rosalind will be not raining. My stomach is getting the knots. I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Yay! Well, Faye, you have another podcast. We are 10 exits away from where we're going.
Really?
Yep. Exit 80.
I am the Faye Driver, www.
Is that what's at the beginning?
Yeah.
Three W's?
Three W's.
I thought it was XXX.
.pinkwheelnuts.com.
I thought it was .org.
In fact, that's how you're listening to this, is through the Pink Wheelnuts feed.
Oh, that's right. Well, just remind them.
But this is Drive Time Tanopa. Thanks for joining us. Sorry it was a bit of a weird one. Hope the audio was okay.
You're the weird one.
Oh, we do have emails from people, too.
From Laughing Buddha?
No. Peter G. responded to us about the perk, the cafe on Friends. Perk.
The Perk, yeah.
Perk Street or Perk Place.
I think it was just called The Perk. And I didn't watch that show regularly, but I believe it was called The Perk. Yeah, what about it?
Anyway, we were trying to remember the name of the coffee shop, and Peter told us it's called Perk Place or something like that.
It's called The Perk. There's no place.
It's wrong. Perk Place.
Peter, write us again.
No, I got the email. I've been saving it for 6 months so I could read it out. I can't read it right now. I'm driving to save our lives.
Our lives. Okay. You'll read it again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.